are on Daf Kuf Nun Beis. Okay, so it's the last piece in Parsha Shmais, B'Gemara D'Saita. So this is talking about where Miriam stood to wonder what's going to happen with Moshe Rabbeinu. V'darshu, Chazal darshin, l'das ma yehei b'seif nivyosel. Chazal darshin, that to see what's going to happen with the end of her prophecies. Her own prophecies about Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Maranaim, l'havan adava, is hoil v'haisa nivya. If Miriam was a prophetess, shenemala min hashamayim shuasid leishias Yisrael, if she was told min hashamayim that she's destined to save Klal Yisrael, is lama hachal ladas ma'ye b'seif? Can you say chas v'shalom that she doubted at any level? Halei yom avatei, Adur Ben Shalem says, and azayvet, that's what happens. Ubavadi yiskaim divrei hakel yisbarach. It couldn't be. He says it's not shayich that she had any level of doubt. Ach denoida, maimer chazal. Chazal say, chochem odif minavi. Chochem, it's a gemara in Baba Basra. Hello. Ah, Baruch Hashem. So we are on Kuf Nun Beis, second column, ach denoida. Maimer chazal. Chazal teach, chochem odif minavi. That a chochem has an advantage over a prophet. So how do we understand that? Says the Maranaim, She'ilu Novi lo'yhoyu misnave kim b'sho shenemr lo'yha nevuah. A Novi, when did he receive his nevuah? Obviously, when the Rebbeinu Shlomo was speaking to him. But, v'yesh eis, there are times, sha'a nevuah eini misyachedas eilov, there are times when the nevuah is not speaking to him. Obviously, at that time, his nevuah is inconsequential to him. But a person who's on the level of a chacham, the chachma is always accessible to him. As a result, he's able to know whenever he wants to know. Now he goes in further. What's the essence of a chacham? Mohus b'chinas hachacham. What's the essence of a chacham? The noida mimash and shemevoye b'dvar makaydimim. The few pieces that we've been learning over the past weeks, he explained. Sheyesh b'chinas oir habohir hakodom hagonus behatoyrish nislabshe b'levush. That there is the pure light. That light of Sheshis Yimei Bereshis that Chazal tell that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Goynes it. So that brilliant light is Gonuz BeHatoyra. What does it mean, Gonuz BeToyra? Explain the Maranaim that what it meant is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam encapsulated it in Levushim, in the body of Torah knowledge. And he brings a raya to this in Gemara and gives it just a phenomenal explanation into this. Chazal say like this, B'teirosei shel Reb Meir, then in the Sefer Torah of Reb Meir, harikos of kosnas oir ba'alef. When it says that the Rebbeinu Shalom was malbish, Adam and Chava, with kosnas oir, with clothing of leather. So in Reb Meir's Sefer Torah, it said kosnas oir with an aleph. Hakavanahu, says the Maranayim, ki mi shezoichel yiz begedeh shetia machshava shaloi dvuka lehamakar shemisham shosh. A person who merits that they are on the madrega, that their thoughts are always connected to their source from whence the neshama comes, meaning the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Shu oilam hamachshava shenikra chachma. That place, the source of the neshama, is the Olam HaMachshava. As Chazal tell us in several places that the neshama comes from Chachma. So a person who connects back to that Shoresh, Zoyche, he goes back, L'madreges Kosnois Oyer, he goes back to the pure light. And here he says something hafledik and disturbing on many levels. Ki HaTorah Nislabsha Acha chet Adam Harishain Beluvashim Avim. He's saying here like this, that when the Rebbeinu Shlalem was Malbish Adam, because nice Ur, that there was far more going on than the fact that the Rebbeinu Shlalem put clothing on man, but rather and more importantly, the Rebbeinu Shlalem was Malbish Torah in Levushim. He put Torah into physical form. Hanikra Kosnes Oyer Ba'ayin, that's the definition of Kosnes Oyer with an ayin, meaning Bilevushim Gashmiim, that the Rebbeinu Shlalem took Torah and put Torah into its present form, that we have it, which is in total physical form. Now, v'chol echot, every individual, kefi mashehu adam, to the degree that he is human, is kach roya b'hatoira ayyadei levushim. To the darga that is megushim, to that darga, is he connected through the levushim. Ki hatoira, because toira in its source, he eats achayim. Going back to pre-levush days, meaning the Torah in its absolute format of the pre-chet was the Eitz HaChaim. You still with me? V'nikre toiv gomer. That Torah is absolute good, without any mixture of any other form. No? I think he's saying it was the Torah. That was pure Torah, without any levushim. V'nikra toiv gomer, k'mesh k'siv, ein toiv ela Torah. That's called absolute good, without any mixture. V'ein bayrak lal. It has no evil in it whatsoever. Now, Adam Rishon is chayte, rak shemitzad ha-shvira. At that point, the Rebbeinu Shalom takes the ayr with the aleph and conceals the ayr as a result of Adam's chayte. Therefore, nasib chinis toivira, as man ingests within himself the eitz hadas toivira. Why? Likavonas habechira kama bidvareinu akoidmim hakdomim, for the purpose of that allowing free choice to come into being, there was now a taruvus of toivira. And what he's saying by extension is that Torah, in its form of no longer being the Eitz HaChaim itself, but now having a taruvus of Toivira, that the Levushim of Torah, in the way we have them, also has a taruvus of Toivira. As a result, Omi Shebikir by Harachas V'Sholem Mitzad Shebachal Eikach. So now every individual who has within themselves Ra, because they choose poorly, is gam kach huroye b'ha-toyre shalaymed. That's what he is going to end up seeing in the Torah that he learns. As a result, he will see a taruvus of toivin ra in Torah. V'etzloy nikra ha-toyre etzadas toivira. Instead of being called an etzachayim, like it was for a person who was totally cleansed of any form of ra, for that person, the Torah is called an Eitz Hadas Toivira. Novas then. Look at this. Rak Shetzivoy Hashem Yisbar Haya. Let us not forget, he says, that the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Umei Eitz Hadas Toivira Lo Yisoichal Mimenu. I don't want you eating of Torah in such a way that you have the ability to realize and to see both Toiv and Ra. V'achila hu meloshen hasagi, says achila here means consumption, to grasp. Shemasika Torah b'pchinas Torah. I don't want you accessing Torah in such a way that you're seeing in Torah both Torah. Elamai, what do I want? I want you to have only Eitz HaChaim. And with this he explains, with this he mamash illuminates the following. V'noida. We know, ki hara hu sam hamavis. Ra is poison. K'mesh Amr B'Shas, Chazal tell us about Torah itself. Zocha, that if a person merits Torah, Naseloi Sam Chayim, that if a person merits and learns Torah appropriately, then Torah becomes a tonic of life. Leizacha behepechas v'shalom, it becomes samamavis. Freik de maranayim ulechayra, how can it be? Hech shaykh behatayra, shinesenes chayim l'chol chay, how is it possible that Torah, which is the life giver to all living things, shinase behepech samamavis chas v'shalom, is it possible that Torah, the source of all life, can become for anyone poison? How can that be? Achainin hukamer, he says it's very simple how it could be. Ki bevade ha-Torah mitzida le-yivotze ha-toivachiyas. Avade Torah in its purest form is for sure only good in life. Rakshi nikras aspeklaria. Torah is called a aspeklaria. Ukefi mashu adam. To the darga that he is a person, kachrei aponav aspeklaria. It's like a mirror. That's what he's going to see. As a result, a person who can eradicate evil from their midst, then so what he's saying is that Torah ends up becoming a reflection of the person who's learning it. To the degree that a person is purified himself, to that degree will he see that in Torah. So the Maranayim continues. Ulekach, for this reason, he says, Reb Meir, as is suggested in his very name, Meir, Shezocha Lezeh, who merited this Madrega, meaning, Sheyotze Mibchines Eitz Hadas Tevera, he was able to extract himself from the Eitz Hadas Tevera, meaning, Shemitzidei Bo Samamavas, from which vantage point comes the Samamavas. As we see that as a result of the ingestion itself, it really was samamavas, meaning death was decreed upon man. Mitzidoi, from his own doing, ayidei sha'ochol mimenu, shubchines ha'saga ka'omer, meaning he ate of a taruvis, which was mixed, and as a result, death came upon him. However, Reb Meir yotze mizeh, al kein hisig ha'toyre shu laimeh bibchines oyer. Reb Meir was able to lift himself above that. As a result, the Torah that he learned was total illumination. Shayimasiga Oiragonos, he was able to perceive and grasp the Oiragonos, the concealed light. The Derech HaLevushim Shebetayrosa Shayulaimeh. He was able to perceive it through the Levushim. He started in the Levushim, but he went deeper and deeper until he grasped the Oiragonos, like we learned last week. Ki Etzle Haya Levushim Ibchinis Oir. Because for him, he saw straight through the Levushim. He saw through the Levushim because his Malbush, he removed himself from that level of Taruvus Tevera. But the other inhabitants of the world that are not yet on this level, Etzlam who kosnes oyer, for them there still are the Levushim. All the only way we can access Torah is through the Levushim. Is Levushim Gashmim Kemoisam. The Levush is Gashmi, just like they are. Ka'amar Vahavin. Ulekach, therefore, Chacham Adif Menavi. For this reason, a Chacham has an advantage over a Navi. Ayidei Shezeicha Lekasha Mechshavtei Bo'ilim HaMachshava. If a person's able to learn Torah by bonding himself with that Oilim HaMachshava, Shenikra Chachma, which is called Chachma, Shel Shema, because of Chachma, Nikra Chacham, he's called a Chacham because he grasped Chachma. Is it therefore Yuchal Lahasig Me'atoyer B'chol Eish Reitz Lahasig? He has access to that Oyer whenever he wants to grasp it. V'Yamaya Navi Reitz L'Das Ezadava Be'Eish Le'Basa Etzle Hanavuah. If a Navi wanted to grasp and understand something at a time that he wasn't in the midst of a prophetic vision, Ha'Yitzorich Lischazig. He needed to strengthen himself. He needed to elevate himself at that time to the madrega of a chacham, to be able to access that brilliant early light. Then he was able to access, even though at that moment he didn't have access to the prophetic vision, he still had access through chacham. Okay. Now he introduces another thing. Vinoidite is known. That's where he's going with this, yeah. Vinoidite is known. Shamachshava shebechol adam ha-yisraeli, that thought of every Jew. Here he's introducing a Moedik of Balshemska concept, and a concept that he speaks of often. Machshava, every thought that a Jew has, nilkecha me'olam ha-machshava ha-omer le'el, is taken from this place called olam ha-machshava. Rak, only, shebibchinah shvira machshavas nefulin mimkoyim, due to the fact that machshava needs to come into our physical brains. So as a result, it too enters the realm of Shvira in a fallen state. He explains, a person who has the interest to pursue this is mala isan lisharshan. That person will take the thoughts that he's having, he will elevate them to their source. He will elevate them and perfect them from their place of Shvira. And he will take them back to their place of source, which is this place called Chachma. Like the Zohar writes, Kulo b'chachma izbariru, everything becomes clarified when it comes back to Chachma. Meaning, through the Chachma that the person sends, and he explains the process in the next paragraph, through Chachma where the person elevates the thought, the person is able to perfect them and elevate them from their status of Shvira. And as a result, what he takes, he's able to take the thought and turn them into Toiv Gomor. Total good. Kizeh ikir avodaseinu, this is the main focus of our avodah, levar hanitzotzes, to be able to clarify, to perfect these nitzotzes, shem hamachshavos hamulvashim beklipas. These are our own thoughts, which due to their fallen level are embodied and encased in the klipas. Our work is levaradon, to perfect them, ulaloisam, and to elevate them, uliyachdon, and to reunite them, b'sharshon ha'omer, in their source. Ka'omer etzlein, go look at the taich in this pasuk, like I explained elsewhere, pasuk, rabbis machshavas belevish. The human being has many thoughts, v'atzas Hashem usokum, but there is the eitz of Hashem that endures, says the Maranaim, shakavona. Kiyesh shiva mine machshavas ba'adam v'leyose. There are only seven types of thoughts. V'chol achas mehem, and every one of those, keleles mine machshavas adein misper, includes within it infinite numbers of thoughts, but they all go back to seven. L'mosha, for example, shiyesh kama mine machshavas shem mebchines ahava. There are numerous thoughts that stem from the aspect of love. And we know that contained within these many myriad thoughts are loves which are not noble. And they have fallen from their highest source, which is Ahavel Yoina, the love on high. That's one true love, which is loving the Rabbeinu Shalom, the pleasure of all pleasures. Now, when a person pays attention to this, at the time that he has this machshava from this fallen love, is miyad yechrad v'yomer, the person will immediately tremble and say, look at this. When this thought was on high, in its source, when it was in the world of love, he says, look at this love that's presenting to me in such a coarse way. Its source comes from a much more exalted world of love. Isn't it appropriate that I should take this love and return it to its source? And what's more, he says, it'll be much easier for the person to grasp the midah of love, because he had this awakening of love in its midst. Is azai, if the person is able to do that, then yesh tikuma la machshava nefulahi, then he's able to elevate this fallen machshava. V'chol zeh hein be'esat tefillah hein b'sharitim. This is true during times of davening and in all other times of the day. V'chen b'chol hasheva mina machshavas. It doesn't only apply in love. It applies in all seven types of thoughts. Kigon yiras achedus, other forms of fear, v'hisparas, and pride, v'nitzuach, and winning, v'hashar m'shiva mina yibayabinyan, k'noida b'kulam. All of the intent of every thought that Rebbeinu Shalom places in our minds, HaKavono l'zeh, the purpose of this is Shiyalom l'sharsham ka'om l'el, that we should elevate them to their source, as he said earlier. How? V'yivadidon, and a person should perfect them, Ayidei HaChachma l'yayni k'mer sh'ksiv k'olim b'chachm yisparidu, to perfect them through Chachma. Now, Omi she'ein le'lev lachbeitz for the das alav, and a person who has no interest, no yearning to understand, is azay nimshach achar machshava chas v'shalom. The person is going to end up following the thought in its physical format, manifestation, umeviyah chas v'shalom v'day ma'ase, and instead of being able to elevate it, he's going to take it and chas v'shalom fall with it into the manifestation. Umapila, and he's going to lower it. Yoyser v'yoyser rachmana litzlan, nabach, more and more. Umashahoya atzas Hashem, and instead that which originally was Hashem's etza, calling out to the person, she'ayudeze yuchel ledabik esatzmayim machshavtoi. When the Rebbeinu Shalom reached out to him in order for him to connect, yoyser neifel bashvira, and instead of that, the person's going to end up lowering it even lower into the realm of the shvira. We're on Kuf Nun Dalid, second paragraph, right hand side. V'zehu, look at this. Me'rochek Hashem nirali. Pasuk says in Yirmiyah, from a distance Hashem appears to me. Meaning, ki midvarim shem nirim rechayki mimenu yisparach. From the things which appear at face level to seem so distant from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Adiraba Hashem nirali al yedeze. That's where I find the Rebbeinu Shalom. Merachayk, from those things which seem to be so far, Hashem nirali, I recognize that Hashem is right there. V'chol zeh yedei b'chinas chachma hanikra achoisi. This happens through chachma, which is called my sister, k'mesh k'siv, amar l'chachma achoisi at. Shlema Melech says, he calls Chachma his sister, meaning Ayidezeh Medabkan B'Sharsham. Through Chachma, he's able to be Medabik the Midas, the Machshavas in their root. Shua Chachma Ka'amar. That's Mirachik Hashem Nirali. In addition, top of the page, V'zehu Rabbis Machshavas B'Levish. Many thoughts occur to a person. V'atzas Hashem Yisakum. But it is the Eitz of Hashem that endures. Ki harbe machshav is boin b'mayachadim b'chol yam. We're bombarded with numerous thoughts every day. Shem etoy meshibon levav lo ischa. A person says, Rebbeinu Shalom, what are you doing? Are you doing this to confuse me? Kach omano, ki atzas Hashem. She is sakum min filosak. Sakum from a language not of enduring, but of uplifting. Atzas Hashem is for you to uplift them. Atzas Hashem Yisakum. Atzas Hashem is that a person should uplift the thoughts. She'ayidezeh ha-machshava tovay, the b'chinas bitter, that through the machshava that a person should come to a perfection. Ki alzeh mitzape Mashiach. This is what Mashiach is looking forward to. She'novay l'madrega zu ka'omar, that we should come to this madrega of uplifting these machshavas. K'mei she'omar abal shem tev nishmosa begins in Mereimim. Al Pasuk, he says like this. This is not, again, not something you could share with everybody. Be careful where you repeat this. Avraham Avinu says, Hina no yidati ki isha yifas marat. Avraham Avinu says to Sari Meno, behold, I know that you are a beautiful woman. Ki eich le'ro, says the Baal Shem HaKadosh, eich le'ro isa ad achshav, shumi hanimna. Is it possible that Avraham Avinu didn't see her until now? Because Avraham Avinu was a chariot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu was constantly bound with his machshava to the source of machshava. Therefore, he didn't look at her with her beauty. He never focused. Of course he saw her. But it wasn't her beauty, her physical beauty didn't mean anything to him. Because he was so distant from this, even though he saw her all the time, his cook, his vision, was to her neshama, to her ma'asim tovim. It wasn't her physicality that mattered to him. Therefore, he didn't notice her until now. What changed now? When Avraham Avinu went to Mitzrayim, Nemersham, Vayered Avraham Mitzrayim, it says Avraham went down. She yorad mimadrigosoi hakaduma. Avraham Avinu went down from his high status. Kimavoy bidvareinu hakadumim. We learn this piece together. Ki harishoyim shebedora mabel. We learn that the rishoyim of the Dora Mabel hipilu b'chines ha-toyreva machshava l'makim klipas Mitzrayim. We learn this piece that the rishoyim took Torah and were murdered. Remember, we learned that he was haitiyat b'kal v'chaymer and so on. So they took Torah and they lowered Torah into Klipas Mitzrayim. And for that reason, that's why Klal Yisrael had to go down there. They had to go be mevar those nitzaitis and remove Torah from Egypt. We know that the Mitzrayim were totally obsessed with Zima. And we know that Zima, the source of Zima, it was the actual Midah of Avraham Avinu, which was Torah, which is the concept of Chesed. It's called Torah's Chesed. Therefore, what's more, he says, the Torah testifies that Klal Yisrael were not contaminated by the Zima of Egypt. Haruveni Hashimoini, tell us Chazal, Hey Mitzadze, there was a Hey at the beginning of each of their names, Viyud Mitzadze and a Yud at the end. Is Ayidei Zeh, by conducting themselves in Mitzrayim, in the land of Shtufe Zima, by conducting themselves with this protection, Helus Hahava Hanefula Lisharsha, they were able to elevate that fallen love to its source, Leha Torah Shanikr Chesed, come to Torah, which is called Chesed. As a result of being able to embrace Chesed so thoroughly while they were in Mitzrayim, they were able to quickly receive the Torah soon after their exodus. Because they really went through the vast majority of that process while they were in Egypt. However, but in Avram's days, Adayin lo haya biru the gamre. That biru didn't take place until Klal Yisrael went down as a people. So when Avram went down there, what was going on was you had all the chesed that was thrown down there by the people of the Dora Mabel. Ulekach bevayin leMitzrayim. As soon as he hit Egypt, yared mamadrigosa. He had a tremendous yirida. Veeschilu lovi at the machshavas mepchinas hashvir. All of a sudden, he was attacked with these machshavas from shvir. Kamei kosev, like the pasuk says, sheva yipul tzadik v'kam. Seven times the tzaddik will fall and get up. Ritzalayman. That is to say, ki tzaddik yipa b'pchinas hasheva. Not seven times, but in seven ways the tzaddik will fall. Shem sheva mina machshava shenaflu mimkaren. These are the seven types of thought that fall from their high status. Ach ayideshu tzaddik v'kam. Since he is a tzaddik v'kam, meaning and he uplifts. Umiyachdon l'sharshan. And he connects those midas to their source. Lim kara machshava shenikra chachma b'chinas achaisi nechshav le'avdus ayidei zayoseh. So by taking those thoughts and connecting them to their source, that becomes the very form of Avodah. So he says, L'kach Omar. Therefore, Avraham Avinu says to Sarah, Hinu no yedati ki nafalti memadrigoisai. I realize that I've fallen. How do I know? Ad sheyedati ki isha v'gam. Because he says that ishi yifas marat. I notice your beauty. Masha'en ke mekoidim kom, even though I've never noticed it until now. Is v'limid lo das lehinatzel mizeh b'makam hazeh shu mitzrayim. So Avraham Avinu came to us and taught us the lesson of how do we survive in the Egypts of the world. Ayidei she'imri na achaysiyat. Look what he does here. He says, please, say achaysiyat. Pirish lechayz b'pchines achaysi. Grab a hold of that midah which is called achaysi. She'achach mel yoynik omer imri na achaysiyat. Refers back to what Shlomo HaMelech calls chachma achaysi. And then those thoughts which came to him, is only for the purpose of achaysiyat, to be able to elevate them with chachma. Instead of being insulted by those thoughts, Avraham Avinu said a person can recognize that this is a form of avodah ka'amor. As he said earlier, it's not an insult, it's a form of avodah. They didn't come to destroy him. He says, I will be elevated because of you, meaning that these thoughts don't have to be a put down. They can be a chedek of my avoid, and they can be a chedek of my chiyus. All right, skip to the next page for a moment. This is a. Just to make it practical, go to the next page. It's right before the end of the piece. You have the old version there. There's a Al-Kain, an acronym. Al-Kain Yireh Kol Echad. Should be about, I would say, 16, 17 lines from the end of the parasha. Al-Kain Yireh Kol Echad. Lahargalis Atzmei Bezeh. You have it? Therefore, a person should accustom himself to this. Lahavin b'machshavte. A person has to get into the habit of saying to themselves, Mehechan sharsha. Where does this thought come to me? Ulahaloisa limikoyder ka'omer. To elevate it to its source. Ay v'im al yidei she'ene begedet tzadik. He says, and what about for those of us who are not tzadikim? A person who doesn't have the ability to elevate, to remember, and to elevate these thoughts, because he hasn't perfected himself, he hasn't elevated himself to that madrega. At least, when a person is attacked with inappropriate machshavas, grab a sefer, learn Torah. And utilize whatever form of midah what he was accustomed with to connect with the good, and he will be able to elevate that as well. Like David says, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somit, Ratzalayma, Shivisi melashin shove. He says, Shivisi comes from a language of equality. Ki etzlei hayeshava, for David HaMelech, it was equal, bein shahayi madreges Hashem, bein shahayi b'pchines negdias. It didn't make a difference if he was having lofty, godly thoughts, or thoughts from the other side. Why? Shivisi, Hashem l'negdisamen, b'hakoyil hayo'evid Hashem b'shava. David HaMelech recognized that it didn't make a difference where it was coming from. It was all an opportunity to serve. Because even if the thought seemed to be coming from the other side, he utilized it to connect even deeper to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to elevate, to clarify the evil, to be able to turn everything into good. Baruch Hashem li'olam. Amen vi Amen. What's the next one? I don't know. All right. For Miriam. There was this idea that Chachma is accessible at all times, whereas Nevuah, a person has to wait for the Nevuah to come to them before they have the insight.